All right, we'll just dive in and begin. Welcome, Insight Meditation Satsang. I'm Sean Oakes. It's the 6th of June. It's the week after we celebrated Vesak, celebrating the birth and awakening and death, the life of the Buddha. And I think we're entering into the fullness of summer here, except that it's completely cold and rainy and freezing out. So I don't know what's going on, but it's really a pleasure to arrive together. So wherever you're at, feeling the pleasure of arriving together, and we'll drop into a meditation. I've been preparing the study materials for the class I'm doing at Spirit Rock Thursdays. We're going to have the second class this week, talking about the Buddha's evil cousin Devadatta, who tried to kill him. And one of the ways he tried to kill him was by sending a drunk elephant rampaging down the street to trample him, and the Buddha suffused the elephant with loving kindness, really blasted the elephant with kindness and warmth and love. And the elephant, whose name was Nalagiri, the elephant stopped and bowed down at the Blessed One's feet and picked up some dust from the Blessed One's feet and put it on his own head as a form of honoring. And this is loving kindness. This is the power of metta. So a little metta meditation this evening in honor of Nalagiri, the elephant who felt the love, and the Buddha who shone love to all beings without exception. So we take a comfortable posture for meditation, one where we can really rest into stillness in a way that's conducive to clarity, brightness of heart and mind, ease of well-being. If you're sitting on a cushion, it's helpful to have the knees supported, so there's a wide triangle of support between knees and sit bones. If you're on a chair, it's helpful to have feet flat on the floor or themselves supported, again, for a wide base of support. If you're reclining because it feels best for the spine to be supported, see if you can give fairly substantial support through the whole length of the spine, particularly the low back, so that the spine is resting closer to its natural curves, rather than slumped back. And we invite a brightness through the whole body, breathing deeply in and out, breathing in a way that feels good, sitting in a way that feels good. It's conducive for the arising of loving kindness, for the body to not be in pain, if at all possible, or to be held in compassion and whatever comfort is possible. The arranging of the body for comfortable stillness, really any time we attempt to arrange our conditions for well-being, is already a kind of active loving kindness. Just a gesture of love, warmth for ourselves. We know that pain is inevitable when there's bodies. And so the goal of sitting in a clear posture is to care for the body in such a way that we don't increase the painfulness of embodied life unnecessarily. Traditionally, loving kindness practice begins with the understanding that there's a basic looking out for oneself that is instinctual. A king who was a devotee of the Buddha asked his queen one day, "Beloved queen, is there anyone in the world more beloved to you than yourself?" "No, great king. There is no one in the world more beloved to me than myself." A lot of us have a hard time with self-love. I think partly because we are a more psychologically tangled people, perhaps, than this queen was. We think of self-love as encompassing so much: pride and self-compassion and self-approval, non-regret, non-doubt. Secure attachment. We have all of these ways that we can understand where we've been wounded, and we may disapprove of ourselves or dislike ourselves at times. It's important to work through that, but I also don't think that's exactly what the Buddha was pointing to. There's no one in the world more beloved to you than yourself. I think in a very basic way just means we recognize that there's a fundamental self-interest, that there's an instinct towards self-protection, even if it's been wounded and warped by abuse and painful conditions. And so beginning the practice of metta, loving kindness, wishing well for ourselves, can be as simple as wishing that things were easier, wishing there were less danger, acknowledging that we have fear. Fear is not a defilement. It's not actually one of the hindrances, nor is it one of the great poisons. Fear is an expression of fundamental self-protection. It gets warped and wounded as well. But at its heart, can we feel the instinctual wish that our body be safe from harm, that our heart be safe from harm and hurt, that our mind be protected? We begin with thoughts of goodwill toward ourselves in this very basic way. May I be safe. Can you feel that basic instinct toward safety. And allow that feeling, that wish for freedom from danger, to open and reveal that we are beloved to ourselves. The first classical phrase in the Metta phrases, may I be safe from harm, protected from danger. Feel the wish for safety. If the mind comes in and argues the point, says that it knows more about the world than that, you can tell it to stand down. The work of this moment is to know in our bones the body's longing for safety. The heart's longing for safe connection. And let that feeling of wishing well fill the body. Front and back, both sides. Like a bubble of care or a field of warmth suffusing the whole body. Breathing with the feeling of wishing well. Allow the breath energy to mingle with the wish for well-being and safety and amplify it. Invite the energy of that wish to grow through the whole body, fill the air around the body. And breathing in a way that keeps that field strong and growing. Or strong and steady. Staying with the breath and the feeling. See what helps the feeling to stay strong. Maybe the words of the phrase help. Maybe the sensation of the body glowing with breath energy helps. Maybe the remembering of our own sincerity, goodness of heart. When the great elephant Nalagiri was whipped into a frenzy and sent running down the road where the Buddha walked, with the intent to bring harm to the Buddha, the Buddha took this feeling, the radiant field of loving kindness, and projected it toward the elephant, made it so strong and encompassing that the elephant would feel as he entered the field of metta. Bring to mind, perhaps, someone who has recently been difficult for you. And maybe you imagine that you're walking down the street. If the imagination causes the feeling to fade, let it go, come back to the feeling, breathe the wish for safety and well-being, and let again that energy be strong. But if you can hold the energy through the body, through the field of the whole body, see this person walking toward you on the street. Keep them at a distance where you can still feel the feeling of metta in the body. And let that field grow as you see them. And maybe you slow the walk down so that there's no way they could cross into your space without your welcoming them. Your boundary is secure, but you can see them at a safe distance. And you can shine this quality toward them. May they be safe. May they be held in goodness. May they know the sweet relief of the heart connected to goodness, harmlessness, truthfulness, kindness themselves. Breathe in a way that the feeling maybe touches them, but mostly fills yourself as strongly as you can feel. And we just notice here what feelings or other stories arise. If the image is difficult to hold, you can come back just to the sense of the body. Breathe into the whole body, this beloved body, this beloved heart. If you can hold the image, maybe you let this elephant of a person come closer. Or expand the loving kindness to meet them as if they could feel it, like a warmth. I think what we're really saying is, I will not harm you. We're not saying, please do not harm me. I think that's implied. But the gesture of loving kindness is, I will not harm you. And see what happens if the image shifts, if the feeling dims or grows. Breathing in a way that encourages the feeling to stay strong through the body. And revives it if it fades. If you're still imagining your difficult person, they stop walking toward you at a safe distance, the right safe distance. And then you're just here together in the world with all its conditions and complexity. Your job is to shine. For the last several minutes of our sitting, you can continue with this reflection, following it wherever it goes. You could come back to metta for self, or open to all beings, or send to specific loved ones, as you like. Or let go of the image and rest in the felt sense of the breath in the whole body, suffusing the body with the energy of the breath, mixed with loving kindness, delighting in the stability of the mind. Moving toward closing the meditation. I'll sing a handful of times around one of the mantras for the phrase of loving kindness. May all beings be at ease. If you're in a space where you can make sound, you might join in. Sambe Satta Sukhito Hontu Sabbe Satta Sukhito Hontu Sabbe Satta Sukhito Hontu Sambe Satta Sukhito Hontu Sambe Satta Sukhito Sambe Satta Sukhito Hontu Sambe Satta Sukhito Hontu Sambe Satta Sukhito Hontu.